Ireland has been steadily cultivating an international reputation for excellence in just about everything to do with software. But what about hardware? Supplying Ireland's builders and DIY enthusiasts has certainly been lucrative in the past, but is it still true in post-recession Ireland? The Hardware Show of 2017 is the largest and most important event in the sector, both in Ireland and in the UK marketplace, is taking place in the RDS Simmons Court on the 5th and 6th of March. That's next week, actually. Three people who will be attending and spreading the extensive knowledge of their industry are with us today, and they are co-owner and e-commerce director with Lenehan's in Capel Street, Mark Lenehan, owner and general manager, director of Burke's Hardware and DIY is John Burke, and general manager of Kelly's Home Value is Rachel Redden. You're all very welcome
morning,
to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. Thanks very much for joining us, guys. I've been looking forward to this all week. Let me start with you, Mark.
Okay.
You're a business that's been around for over 100 years. I recall there were many branches of Lenehan's in the past. You're in Capel Street. You've about 16,000 line items that you sell. You're on the high street, or the main street, as we like to call it, but you're gravitating towards online. Would that be right?
Absolutely. As you say, we've been around for over 100 years. And in the last year or two, we've really started to take e-commerce seriously. So as you say, we have 16,000 products on our database, on our website, and we sell all around Ireland every day, you know. There's a big issue with trying to manage the stocks for that, because we like to offer next day delivery throughout the 26 counties. So we work hard on getting our stocks right.
Now, would I be right in saying, Mark, that your focus would be, is it on the tradesman, or is it on the kind of fella putting up a shelf in the back room?
Fella putting up a shelf, a consumer. I mean, we sell, as I say, 16,000 products, but some of them are greenhouses, some of them are hammers, you know, some of them are bags and nails. So, I mean, you can literally go onto our website and buy anything from a greenhouse to a hammer.
And walk me through the process of buying a greenhouse online. It's like not something I would do, because I'd want to go and see the greenhouse, I'd want to go and look at it, I'd want to go and see how big it was, I'd even maybe want to go and measure it.
Absolutely, and you know, but more and more people are going online to do their research. So what they do is they go online, they do their research on the greenhouse, they look at the price, they look at the different options available, the different glazing options. Does it come with a base? Does it not? They see this all on the website. Sometimes they give us a call and say, look, I'm on your website, I see these options, I'd like to go for it. Sometimes they just buy it straight out.
So you're looking then at the combination where I research online and maybe I come into store to buy the product.
Maybe come into store to buy the product. So ROPO or research online, purchase offline, or just buy online.
Okay, let me bring in our next guest. He's Rat Newman, former oil man, John Burke, whose motto is "Love that house." John,
yes,
you're very welcome to the program.
You've done your research, Bobby.
I always do.
Yep. Yeah, no, I grew up in the oil business. My father was in the oil business for over 40 years. My brother's in it now. I went into the hardware business. So I went to do some work experience in the hardware business with a family business like Mulvey's and Dundrum before I went to college. And then, Mark here, I have a DIY store as well. But we were always traditionally a heavy hardware store.
Okay, and this is the difference here, where Mark talked about dealing directly with, I suppose, with the consumer.
Correct.
You're more probably focused on the tradesman, would that be right?
Yeah, traditionally we would have always been focused on the trade. And then 10 years ago, we had a look, not just in Ireland, but in the States as well. And we had a look around at hardware stores there. And we said, you know, we really need to up our game. We developed a new hardware store, a nice big building on our site in Rathnew on the Delaney Road in Wicklow. And we've just gone from strength to strength, and we focus more on the cash business, which is the lighter end of the business.
A couple of things I want to ask you.
Sure.
You talk about renovating the store. You said that
we built a whole new one.
You said that in the old days you would have come out of the place feeling like you needed a bath, and you were determined to give it better. Like, was it actually that bad?
No, it wasn't. But an awful lot of stores we went around Ireland back then, the standards just weren't as high as they are now. And when I went to the States and had a look at stuff, I couldn't believe the cleanliness of the stores. And of course, being in America, American companies and American staff and their stores are great at making it so easy to do business with you. And I started thinking, why can't we do that?
No.
So it was a big thing. I said to the architects and my father had big input into it as well. And we said, you know, we've really got to up the standard, and like we would like to say that we've got a
John. I'm very impressed with your international research. You talk about OBI in Germany. You talk about Lowe's. You've been chucked out of hardware shops, have you not, for taking too many photos?
Yeah, back in 2006. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
have you been frog marched to the door?
Honest to God, myself and the wife were in the States in 2006, and we'd done a bit of a tour of the East Coast with all these different hardware shops, and I went around in my camera, just brazen as you like, and I'd go in and I'd take a load of photos and say, sorry sir, you can't do that, and what are you doing? And when I eventually went into it, some of them were okay and they had a sense of humour about it. Some of them even offered me a job. But I was very impressed.
Stay with us, because I want to bring in our third guest now, who's General Manager of Kelly's Home Value, Rachel Redden. Rachel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And sorry for being a little bit slow in getting to you. Tell us a little bit about your business, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly's Home Value, or Jared Kelly's as we're also known, based in North Strand, just up from the Five Lamps. We're in business 71 years this
year. Fantastic. Fourth generation business.
I'd be fourth generation now, and our primary focus would be the tradesman, We're more of a heavy end builder, but as I'm sure everyone did, you know, kind of during and post recession, you really needed to evolve and change with the landscape. And we revamped our entire store. We brought in a lot more kind of light, DIY friendly as well.
Okay.
And I find now we have a very nice mix of customer, male, female, trade, DIY. We have it covered.
Okay. So, and interesting, your own background before you came into the family business, you had been managing music venues and working in animal rescue and dog training down in New Zealand and Australia. So you probably came back with a bit of fresh air. Did you, having travelled and having lived a bit of a life, and said, right, I'm going to bring some of this enthusiasm from the Southern Hemisphere into our hardware store?
Indeed, absolutely. I had a wonderful 6 years living a different dream on the other side of the world, you know. Predominantly, really, what I feel I brought back with me is a service standard.
Yeah.
You know, the customer service in the likes of Australia and New Zealand is absolutely fantastic, you know, and they're very focused on needs, on, you know, pleasantries, on, you know, the customer is number one, this type of thing. And they're lovely people as well. They're very welcoming, you know.
Yeah.
And from an employer point of view as well, certainly some of the companies I worked for, the emphasis on treating the staff well was just phenomenal. So I kind of feel I've brought an element of that with me, you know.
Right. Now, you've no chairs in the shop. What's the psychology behind that?
Yeah, far too much to do.
No office either. Nobody's allowed to go in the office. Everybody out on the floor. That's my philosophy.
Well, listen, the floor is your office.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's where your customers are. It's where your staff are, your product, you know. I mean, if you're going to know what's going on, that's where you need to be, you know. It's a very busy store. I mean, if we were sitting down, we'd be up and down every 5 seconds, you know, chairs are just
good
in the way.
Good.
So.
Well, stay with us. Marketing, just come back to you, Mark Lenehan, from Lenehan's in Capel Street. Some of the, what about the, I suppose, infiltration, let's call it, of brands like Screwfix coming into our marketplace or this marketplace with a pay and collect model? Is that causing any disruption in the marketplace?
Well, at the moment, Screwfix don't have a click and collect. I mean, they're purely online. But in the future, there's no question about it, they probably will come in with a click and collect model. They have over 400 stores in the UK. You can click and collect within an hour over there. So you can see that if they bring that model to Ireland, it will disrupt the industry. There's another disruption coming down the line, which is Google Shopping.
Right.
Basically, this is the ultimate comparison site within the Google search. And this is going to change the industry too, because retailers and merchants will be able to upload their feeds to Google and present their products like a paid search ad on Google. So you'll be able to see price, you'll be able to see delivery, you'll be able to see everything about the product to make an informed decision. So I think that's going to disrupt the industry.
Okay.
And that's now arrived in Ireland.
And how will you defend your own position against that?
Well, and from a number of positions. The first is we have to be competitive. So our price has to be right. We have to offer something that, you know, we have to compete with others on delivery. So we have to find out what our unique selling point is. Ours is we can deliver X to Y within a day, you know. So we go strong on price, we go strong on delivery, and we go strong on customer service, which is key. I mean, we've had reviews coming in from people in the far flung parts of Ireland and saying, your service is miraculous. Yeah. How did you do it? How did you get that tin of paint down to me in Belmullet? You know, when I ordered it at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday and I got it on Thursday morning, that's where you'll succeed.
Okay, let me bring in John Burke again from Ratnew. John, one of the things, if you're a trade-focused business, I wanted to ask you about is that whole thing around credit. Would I be right in saying that during the recession, when a lot of people got into difficulty in the building game, an awful lot of the people who picked up the tab were people like you, who were tradespeople, you know, lived off credit. Just tell me about the world of credit as it was and maybe as it is now.
We would have always been very strict anyway, Bobby. My motto is, like, there's banks for credit, not us. And now I would have... How should I say? I would have annoyed a few people the way I called in some accounts early, particularly in 2007. But the only thing is that I'm still here now. And, like, you know, I think the kindest thing is just if a customer's credit days are getting on, you just got to call and say, look, I've got to stop this, you got to pay, end of story. But to be honest, we would have always been very strict, Bobby, in our business.
I just was wondering about has the kind of... The landscape sort of changed now.
Of course,
I would have imagined as a layman that the anticipation of credit from a tradesman, that it isn't really there as it would have been in the past.
Well, you certainly you've got to keep your eyes open, but I mean you've got to trust people too, and you've got to get on with it. But it's like the threats there that Mark talked about with how should I say, macro environmental forces. You know, I mean, you've just got to get on with it and you've got to improve your service. And you know, everybody who's in the same boat, you just had to get on with it. That debt issue isn't exclusive to our business, it's every business.
Yeah.
So you just got to have good people in place. And to be honest, I couldn't have done anything I did without a good crew. So it's as
good
simple
man.
As that.
Rachel, can I ask you about the impact of the, you have a tool hire business, I think, aligned to your own business. Does one feed off the other, or is that a great sort of complementary asset to have?
It's an important one to have, yeah. In terms of business accounts, there's not as many crossovers as I would have expected originally. You know, tool hire is very much civil engineering and so forth, and it's particularly when things are busy, tool hire is very busy.
Right.
You know, when things are quiet, the builders providers keeps going. You know, so if you imagine someone has one site, it gets busy, they have five. Now they need five sets of the same tool.
Right.
And that's where it explodes, you know. But it's a fantastic one to have, yeah.
And can I ask you about the buying group that you're part of? How important is that in terms of getting your economies of scale right? In other words, and Mark mentioned about staying competitive. Is the buying group that you're part of instrumental to you being able to offer keener prices?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic principle behind the buying group is if we weren't in one, we're buying as one store. When we are in one, we're buying with the weight of 150-odd stores.
Right.
You know, and you also have representation, you know.
Yeah.
So the buying group will make arguments on your behalf for prices and so on and so forth. Yeah, they negotiate a lot. And there's added value as well. Website support, marketing support, etc. Branding, all of this type of thing. So, I mean, we're in a very competitive industry. You know, while there's very many successful independents, the extra support can just make all the difference.
Okay,
you know?
Last quick word to you, Mark. Your industry showcasing in 5th and 6th of March.
Absolutely.
In the RDS. What does that mean? How important of an event is that for the collective business?
It's very important because, I mean, we'll all be there. We'll all be in attendance. We'll all be looking at what's coming out, the new products, support from the manufacturers or the suppliers. So it's an important event for the suppliers to showcase their products, which we'll be buying off them.
Okay, that's all we got time for, I'm afraid, folks. John, sorry to cut you short there. A big thanks to my guests, Mark Lenehan from Lenehan's, Rachel Redden from Kelly's, and John Burke from Burke's in Ratnew. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you,
Bobby.